What a difference a day makes.
Statt am Flughafen zu warten, lege einen Zwischenstopp in Katar ein. Mit idyllischen Stränden und pulsierenden Souks. Schon ab 44 Euro pro Nacht kannst du Katar besuchen und ein 5-Sterne-Hotel genießen. Gehe auf visitqatar.com/stopover. Es gelten die allgemeinen Geschäftsbedingungen.
Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes in from listener David.
When we look at pictures of the night sky, we see plenty of galaxies as well as stars. How long does it take to create a galaxy?
Thanks, David. You're right to indicate that creating a galaxy isn't a single event, but more of a drawn-out process, spanning billions of years in some cases, and consisting of a range of physical processes. This includes star formation, black hole growth, and even galaxy-on-galaxy collisions, resulting in the incredible diversity that we see in the universe. Here to tell us more is the University of Cambridge's public astronomer, Matt Bothwell.
How long does it take to create a galaxy is a very good question that it's not so easy to answer. A question like, how long does it take to form a planet or a star, is a bit easier because there's a set moment at which it becomes a planet or a star. You start with a cloud of hydrogen and gravity squishes it down, and when it starts burning via a thermonuclear reaction turning hydrogen into helium, that's what we say is the beginning of a star. But for a galaxy, things are a bit more fuzzy and loose. We know that from the earliest moments of the universe, there were fluctuations where one part of the universe was slightly hotter and another part of the universe might be slightly colder. And over millions and then hundreds of millions of years, these patches of the universe started to become denser and attract matter and gas and became giant clouds of gas that began to form stars.
We can know all this because although the sheer scale of the universe presents a lot of challenges when trying to study it, one of the really cool things is that astronomers are looking at structures millions or even billions of light years away, which means they have the advantage of being able to understand how they evolve through cosmic time.
With telescopes like the James Webb Telescope, we can look back around 13.5 billion years into the past to the first few hundred million years after the Big Bang, and we see baby galaxies. And these baby galaxies, through billions of years of cosmic history, grow and make stars and eventually become the galaxies we see around us today. But there's not one obvious cut-off point where you can say this is where a galaxy has formed. One rough idea might be about a billion years. We know for sure that when you see these earliest galaxies, they don't look much like a galaxy as you might imagine it. They look like sort of slightly chaotic splotches of gas with stars mixed in. If you come back about a billion years later, the galaxy will look a lot more like a grown-up, mature galaxy with things like spiral arms that we recognize from galaxies around us. So it takes maybe a billion years to go from a chaotic splotch of gas to something like a grown-up galaxy with features that we recognize. But then that galaxy is going to continue to change and the gas is going to be turned into stars. And in a sense, galaxy formation isn't finished yet. Our Milky Way is still turning its gas reservoir into stars. Our Milky Way galaxy makes 4 or 5 new stars every year, so maybe the galaxy formation process is only finished when the initial reservoir of gas is converted into stars. And for galaxies like our Milky Way, that's going to be billions of years in the future.
So, Dave, your question has potentially lots of answers. Maybe a billion years to create a galaxy, maybe the whole age of the universe, and maybe no galaxy has ever reached its final form. You can always count on Matt to leave you humbled at the magnificence of the universe. That was Matt Bothwell, public astronomer at the University of Cambridge's Institute of Astronomy. Next time, from one Dave to another, we'll be answering this question.
Hello, Naked Scientists. This is Dave from Hobart, Tasmania. I was wondering if there is any other way to produce electricity from nuclear fission or fusion apart from generating steam to turn a generator. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Looking very much forward to answering that one next time. If you think you know the answer, you can have your say on our forum. Just go to nakedscientists.com/forum. Or be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
What a difference a day makes.
Statt am Flughafen zu warten, lege einen Zwischenstopp in Katar ein. Mit idyllischen Stränden und pulsierenden Souks. Schon ab 44 Euro pro Nacht kannst du Katar besuchen und ein 5-Sterne-Hotel genießen. Gehe auf visitqatar.com/stopover. Es gelten die allgemeinen Geschäftsbedingungen.